Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. So this evening we have a very special class. It will be an interview. And so I'd just like to briefly introduce Sister Rachel, who will be interviewing Didi. Rachel came to Baba in 2004 and in London at Global Corporation House. And since 2006, she's been fully surrendered and helping out at Global Corporation House. Rachel comes with some special skills that are very useful in service, PR and media. And I think what I really appreciate of Rachel is her very caring, loving and sweet nature. So looking forward to you exploring the subject of enthusiasm and with Didi. And Didi doesn't need an introduction. We all know Didi pretty well. But I think it's lovely that the experiences and the years of sustenance from both Baba and Mama comes through, and all the Dadis. And so we look forward to this rich sharing this evening.
Thank you, Pratibha Ben. And thank you, Didi Nirmala, for being with us today to explore this very beautiful but also very timely topic of maintaining or sustaining enthusiasm during our challenges. And we all heard the Avyak Murli of the 6th of March, where Baba talked a lot about what enthusiasm is, what it means, what it does. And that's what I'd really like to explore with you today. You know, what was for you particularly significant in what Baba was telling us on Sunday? So what for you, for the Murli of the 6th of March, the Avyakt Murli, when Baba talked about enthusiasm, what were really the significant points for you? Thank you.
Whenever there is celebration, there is always enthusiasm. Shiv Jayanti Murli on 6th talks a lot about enthusiasm, because Shiv Jayanti we celebrate, and especially in Madhuban we have at least 6 or 7 celebrations, and everybody is invited everywhere. Though because of situation of buses and all, may not everybody would be going, but celebration in each complex. We have in Shantivan, Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Peace Park, then Shantivan, Baba celebrates flag hoisting. Then next day is near conference hall celebration. Then Manmohini one, Tapo one, everywhere. So any celebration, whether it is Christmas, whether it is Diwali, whether it will be Holi, there is celebration. And naturally, whenever there is celebration, there is zeal and enthusiasm. And Baba was saying, if you are enthusiastic, then circumstances cannot attack you. Mm-hmm. But if you have less enthusiasm, you will be affected by circumstances and people around you. Because there are different people with different sanskars. And if I am weak, less enthusiasm, then naturally we will be affected. Devotees go to our temples with courage and enthusiasm, to receive courage and enthusiasm before starting new task. And if there is enthusiasm, money also will be attracted. Because sometimes people have projects, plans, no money. But if you maintain enthusiasm, everybody will contribute with their time, money, energy, etc.
Didi, I've been interested to hear an example of that. I mean, I think many of us saw that with Daddy Janki, but I wonder if you could, an example in your life of where there was this wonderful project but no money, and then money came. Can you think of something, that an example of that, or a story? I'm sure you've seen plenty.
I can tell the example of others.
Yeah, good.
Because San Francisco, when they were buying the house, they didn't have enough money. But they asked Dadi, Dadi, should we go ahead? And Dadi said, go ahead. And they went ahead and they got money from here and there and everywhere. Same thing Nairobi, when they were building this big retreat center. They didn't have enough money. They asked Dadi. Dadi said, go ahead. And Vedanti Ben was sharing her experience that the bills will come and the money will also come. So the thing is, money, cooperation comes when there is zeal and enthusiasm and courage.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So Baba was telling, those who are physically weak, they go to Mahavir's temple, Hanuman's temple, to receive courage and power. So even our idols are able to help people. So we have to maintain enthusiasm. And the Baba was telling, if you have 14 anna enthusiasm, and you enthuse other people, by enthusing other people, you will, your also 2 anna will increase, so you will have 16 anna of enthusiasm. So maintain zeal and enthusiasm. And Madhuban, everybody is enthusiastic. You should not lose your enthusiasm on the way back to Abu Road. Your enthusiasm, intoxication should remain all the time.
Didi, you're known very much for your very pragmatic approach, the very practical approach. So perhaps you could share some of the secrets that you've learned or observed in how to maintain that enthusiasm on the way down to Abu Road and further.
Main thing what you need to do is keep newness in your mind. When you are reading Murli or churning, bring new gems of knowledge. When you are having yoga, because sometimes what people do, they sit in the same seat, same lighting, same music, etc. But if you have newness or new experience in yoga, then you will maintain enthusiasm. Dharana also, if you bring newness in your dharana, newness in the service plan, then there will be enthusiasm. But if you are doing the same thing again and again and again, you may get bored.
Mm-hmm. I remember someone saying, I think it was Brother Anthony, that routine is such an enemy. I mean, we get into our routine and then we did, and in a way also taking things for granted. And that's the interesting thing about these last 2 years, is that we've really learned not to take anything for granted. And so, yes, just to keep that newness. And one thing I'm quite interested in is how we can hear the words again and again, because Baba is so patient. He tells us the same things again and again because he knows that there's another child who needs to hear, or I need to hear it again. But sometimes we hear the word like service or Srimat or effort, and it's almost like it gets covered with a sort of Kali-Yugi dark dust, and we forget what enthusiasm really is or what effort really is. So perhaps we could explore, what is enthusiasm? I mean, the English word means inspired by God, but Nasha is obviously a different, or no, Utsa, wasn't it, the word. But what to you is enthusiasm?
Enthusiasm is having that courage and desire and motivation to do something, and it comes in a, I would say, infectious way. If you are enthusiastic, you can enthuse everybody else around you. So it is a mixture of happiness, intoxication, motivation, etc.
Mm. And I think it's very nice that it's that sense of belonging as well, of being together, working together, and it being bigger, beautiful. So it'd be interesting to hear, you mentioned newness, the importance of newness in our yoga and the way we listen to the Murali and everything. But for you personally, along your journey, have there been things that have really helped you, very specific things that have helped you keep that enthusiasm alive and refreshed? In your journey, your personal journey, are there particular practices or concepts or ideas that have helped you keep your enthusiasm fresh and alive?
I was quite inspired by Dadi Janki. When she was 60, she never thought, "I'm old." She says, "I'm only 60. When she was 70, she would say, "I'm only 17. When she was 80, she says, "I'm only 18. So she never considered herself old. She has that youthful enthusiasm. And at age of 103, she traveled, I think, 22,000 miles, going here and there, and she made her journey easy by flying from helicopter from Abu Road to the city directly. So Dadi Janki was really very enthusiastic in service. I remember once it was organized that she is going to Punjab trip, and couple of days before she had temperature. So doctor said, "Don't go to Punjab." And the morning she was supposed to fly, she flew and finished her service in Punjab. So So the thing is, even Nadi Prakashmani, I remember Mohan Singhal had plan of touring around with exhibition and all. So it was a new plan. So he went to Dadi Janaki ji and said, I want to do this thing. And Dadi said, okay, do it on a small scale, and if successful, go full scale. So Dadis used to always enthuse everybody and never say no for service. And Dadi Gulzar, usually she goes in trance on Thursday morning for offering bhog. Once, I think it was Shiva Jayanti, and we were all sitting around and flag was to be hoisted. Dadi Prakashmani and Dadi Gulzar were there. So Dadi Prakashmani told Dadi Gulzar, go to Baba and ask the message. And Dadi Gulzar went at that time. She said, I can't say no to Dadi ji. So the thing is, many times, Dadi Gulzar was asked suddenly, go in trance, teachers are there, they just want to see you, and she will go. So she was like obedient, and Dadi ji was very enthusiastic.
I mean, Didi, you've lived with, you've seen so many of the Dadis, you must have so many stories, whether it's Dadi Chandramani or of course Baba. You must have seen Baba in many, many ways. Perhaps you have a special story about Baba's enthusiasm. I know Baba shared the one about the coal in the Murli, but I wondered if you have one that you personally were involved in.
Chandramani Dadi also very courageous and enthusiastic. She made many kumaris to surrender. Come on! She would say, come on! So Baba used to call her Lioness of Punjab.
Yeah.
Very courageous.
Yeah.
Many situations came in front of her because in Punjab there was so much opposition. But Dadi was very firm and courageous.
The two, courage and enthusiasm, Baba always links them. But I would be interested to hear a story perhaps about Baba also and his Baba's enthusiasm, because from the early days.
As we see in the Murli, every day he say, go do service here, do the service there, change this picture, add these words. So since exhibition started in Murli, Baba had been giving many, many directions and enthusing children to go and do service.
Yeah, and Baba would often say, this is the best picture, and then 2 days later, no, this is the best picture. So
and because I think yesterday or sometime only he said, go to the Shiva's temple, go to crematorium, go to satsang. So he never went himself, but he was inspiring all Brahmins to do service.
I'd now like to get on to, you know, the second half of the title, which is one thing is to maintain enthusiasm when things are going well. I'm spiritually, it's going quite well, and the world outside is treating me nicely, and the service is going well, and people are nice, and everything's going kind of hunky-dory. But when things aren't so well, and the world right now is offering us plenty of challenges, whether it's political, economic, environmental, whether it's inside me, whether it's my body, whatever it is, we all of us, I think, are faced with one challenge or another. So I'd like to explore that a bit more. It's, you know, how do we keep that enthusiasm even in these times when we are being quite significantly challenged in one way or another? Perhaps you could share something on that.
Once we have Baba's company or awareness, I am Shiv Shakti, I am Master Almighty Authority, then there is no fear and there is courage to face all challenges. Day by day more challenges will be there. But if we keep Baba with us, then there is that feeling of safety, security, etc. And with enthusiasm, we can overcome all challenges. Because if I think, oh, what to do, how to do, what is happening, how it's happening, then we don't have that courage and enthusiasm. But Baba has warned us right from beginning that all the challenges will be there. Natural calamities, civil war, atomic war, all five elements in five continents erupting at the same time. So Baba has warned and prepared us. Now what we have to do is, with yoga, be Master Almighty Authority.
This may sound like a very elementary question, but how do you, Didi, how do you keep Baba with you? What practical things, what is your practice for keeping Baba with you at all the time?
I feel my life is for Baba. So my time, money, energy, everything is for Baba. And I have seen how Baba somehow or other helps in difficult situation. To give example, in 1972, when I was coming from London back to India, some of the person from in UK, there were person from Africa. So one brother said, whilst you are going to India, stop in Africa. There was no friend, no center, nothing. Now before Gyan, I never used to go alone in a new place. When I went for my medical interview in Bombay, from home to college, my uncle or cousin would accompany me.
So it was quite a
courage.
It was quite a courage, but it was quite a protected childhood you had. Yeah, it was a very benevolently.
I got courage after Gyan, and there was help all over Africa. I landed in Kenya, Nairobi, somebody came to pick me up. They dropped me to go to Bomba, Sadakuru, Kisumu, etc. So from one place, one person will drop me, and another place, somebody will come to pick me up. And they organized place to stay. They organized to take me around to the media, etc. So there was that help. Not direct power, but through somebody. So that's how I found that when I'm in Baba's task, there are somebody or other who are helping me. So I have got that faith that everything will be going right.
So it sort of goes back to the Muli that we heard, the revised Avek Muli or the Baba's Milan, you know, about the changing of my attitude. What is my attitude? And your attitude is everything of mine is Baba's, so Baba will take care. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And you, of course, you'll have seen that in terms of challenges, you will have seen that many times also with Daddy Janki. We know how many challenges she had to deal with. But perhaps there are other daddies who may be not so well known, and you may know a story about them, about how they dealt with challenges, you know, and kept their enthusiasm in spite of what they saw. You mentioned Daddy Chandramani in Punjab, yourself in Africa, but perhaps there are other stories, because it's always lovely for us to hear the stories. For those of us who weren't around, it's really lovely to hear some stories.
I came to Gyan in Mumbai, and there were many dadis there. Dadi Nirmal Shanta, I toured with Dadi Nirmal Shanta and Dadi Pushpa Shanta all around UP and Punjab. And I heard their stories so many times. Because everywhere they go, they will be asked to tell their stories. So I heard their stories a lot. And Dadi Nirmal Shanta, she was the first one to sustain me. And Dadi Shilendra, she was the one who was my mentor. That is, when I started center, I went straight home into center and I was in center in charge. So every day I used to ring Shil Dadi, say hello and situation, any advice I will ask her. And she will also inquire what's happening, etc. And at least once a month she would come to Kandivali, which was about 20 miles away from her place. So the thing is, all dadis were having that deep love, faith in Baba. And Dadi Janki especially, she always used to say, whatever I have received from Baba, I want to share with everybody. And that's what attitude was for everybody. Mm-hmm. That they wanted to sustain the newcomers and shared love, family feeling. So Nirmal Shanta Dadi, because I was already practicing at that time when I came to Gyan, so I was free only on Sunday.
So you were practicing as a doctor, you were medical practice.
So on Sunday, whole day I used to spend at center. So she used to, it was like feeling at home, center, feeling at home. And in the evening sometimes, because Sunday at that center, we had evening public program. So sometimes they used to ask me, okay, you give talk for 10 minutes and then Dadi will give. So that's how they trained me, by giving chance, first short talk, and then they will cover up with 45 minutes talk or something. So the thing is, all Dadis, one thing was common is there was so much unity and respect for each other. Like Prakash Mani Dadi, though she was head of organization, she will, every Dadi, she will say Dadi. She wouldn't call her by first name or something. Dadi, Dadi. So having love and respect for each other and unity amongst them was unique. Because in 14 years of tapasya, what they used to do is, there were different groups. Jnani group, Yogi group, Dharana group, Murli group. So they used to churn jnana together, have yoga bhatti, sometimes 7 days yoga bhatti.
Dadi Janki would always love those, the idea of chit-chats. She was always encouraging us to get into a small group, create a chit-chat. Yeah, that unity, that sense of encouraging each other, infusing each other. Yeah.
Dadi used to love speaking. Whatever gyan gems she had, she would like to share. And also, she wanted closeness. It's good she is not here in pandemic. Otherwise, she wouldn't allow separation.
She wouldn't like social distancing.
Distance. No distance maintaining.
It's true. One thing we've talked about, you know, the challenges that we're seeing today, but I'd also like to bring up the challenges that are happening inside us. You know, this is a time when things are coming up for everybody. It's like this is the final time when all the sanskars are going to reveal themselves in glorious technicolor. And how do we make sure that we don't get disheartened, mortified, you know, and we lose our enthusiasm because of what we're seeing inside ourselves or we're seeing in others, our service companion? How do we protect ourselves from that very dangerous downward spiral?
Main thing is, Baba has, every day Murli Baba says, remember, I am your father giving you inheritance for golden age. I am your teacher making you Trinetri Trikaldashi. I am your guru giving you mukti and jivan mukti and guiding you to that. So the thing is, if we remain uparam, going beyond, and observer of the drama, because it's time to clear karmic account. I may be sick, my friends and relatives may be sick, there may be financial problem of some of the family members, there may be accidents, calamities, natural calamities around. So the thing is, everything is happening more I remain observer of drama, because we have to be knowledgeful about drama and remain observer. Whatever is happening in the drama, there is some benefit. Sangam Yuga is beneficial time. So if we remember, there is some benefit. I am clearing my karmic account, or they are clearing their karmic account. Do whatever I can do, but not lose my happiness, enthusiasm at all. Dadi used to say that if you are sick, people will be sympathetic to you. But if you are mentally disturbed, nobody can help you. So don't let your happiness be taken away by anyone. It's a very important treasure that Baba has given us. So circumstances, situation, people should not affect me.
Thank you. You're right. It's absolutely essential at this time. We will open up for questions from everybody. So if you have any questions, after the final question, please do come up and ask them. But I would ask if you just say who you are, say where you're from, and then just very simply the question and clearly, so that it's easy for everybody to understand and the translators to understand, but also for Didi Nirmala. But just finally, I'd like to ask you, I mean, I have some others, but I want to give everyone else the chance. What, Didi, are your particular efforts right now, given the situation that the world is in? What are you focusing on right now?
Right now, as Baba is saying, have intense effort. Having such a powerful meditation so that in the morning I want it for myself. In the evening, I give yoga donation to those souls who are suffering in the Ukraine war. Or today only I got some news about somebody having operation, heart surgery. So I said, I'll give donation to that person. So when I hear somebody has, Raman is sick, going through a hard time, I give sakas to that soul. And nowadays we are having points, signals, remain upram and observer of drama. So remaining upra, because observer of drama is easy for me to remain just an observer.
But it's interesting, the two things. One is to remain upram, above, beyond, an observer. But the other is, it's important, like you say, it's important at Amrivela that I fill myself up, because I can't help anyone else if I'm feeling a little bit empty. So that really, that focus on self. And Baba mentioned it also, it's like about enthusiasm for the self as much as for the others. And if there is for the self, I'll be able to enthuse others. Beautiful. Okay, so perhaps I'd like to invite, if anyone has a question that they'd like to ask Didi, if you'd like to come. I think there's a microphone here, somewhere here. And yes, if you can stand here so that then people watching online also can see you. So does anyone have a question they'd like to ask? Yes, please come. So just give your name and where you're from, and then...
Those who have questions, they can come in the first seat. There are seats available.
Yeah, please come up and be ready for the next one.
And if you need translator, please bring translator with you.
Om Shanti Didi. I'm from Toronto. And my name is Jayesh. And I'm in knowledge from 1995. My question is, you know, is there any difference between the blessings of two Brahmin souls? Is there any differences between the blessings
and
of two Brahmin souls? Let's say if I receive blessings from you, will it be the same blessing I will receive from the sister Rachel? Or a good wishes? If I'm helping you or if I'm helping her, is there any difference between helping seniors and helping other Brahmins?
I don't think there is difference. You get return of what you are doing. If you are helping anyone, they will give you blessing, whether senior or junior or non-Brahman also. Because everybody will give you blessing when you are giving them happiness. Helping in mentally, spiritually, morally, financially, whatever help you give, you receive blessing. There won't be difference.
Thank you.
Anyone else with a question? Yes, please come. I think the microphone's not quite working. Just one moment, please. Thank you. There we go.
I do not have a question, but might I share a comment where Didi was very much involved. In Sydney, there is one retreat place originally, and then after a while, another retreat place came up, a huge, big retreat place with 150 acres. And then Dadi Kumarka came to Sydney, and then Didiji was there, very much there, and then Dadiji asked everyone's opinions, and she said, yes, go ahead. And Didiji was very much there, and she said, yes, we will go ahead. I would also like Baba's blessing. And then a bhog message was organized, and Baba gave the blessing, and Didi said, now it is Baba's responsibility, and he will make it better. And that is called Blue Mountains Center, a second retreat in Sydney. And it has thrived and become bigger and greater and did greater and greater service. So this is the enthusiasm bit where Didiji always checks with seniors and Baba and then goes ahead with, and there is no turning back. I thought I'll share it with you. Didiji didn't share it. I thought I'll share it with you.
Thank you, brother, for sharing your enthusiasm too. So does anyone else have a question? If not,
Or sharing,
yes,
their enthusiasm.
Absolutely, yeah, that would be lovely. Would anyone like to share their enthusiasm at the particular time? Or of a story you'd like to share? Be nice to hear from you too. But maybe while you're thinking, I can ask another question. And it's really connected actually with the umbrella title of this whole season, which is my subtle and secret life with the Supreme. And I wondered if you would like, you know, you've had this very special relationship. Baba mentions you in the Mulis. And so you had a very special relationship with Sakar Baba, but obviously continuing. Perhaps you could share us a secret about something about your special relationship, your special life with Baba.
I have all relationship with Baba, especially father, teacher and guru. And though in my Laukik family I was a child of my father, but when I came to Baba, when once I had faith that this is God, or Brahma Baba instrument of God, then I started taking all advice from Brahma Baba. Because my father wanted me to practice medicine in Mumbai, where we were staying in the same suburb. And I wanted to go somewhere in village where there are no doctors. I said, Mumbai, there are so many doctors, why should I be practicing here? So I asked Brahma Baba, what should I do? My father wants here and I want to go somewhere else. Then Baba said, oh, Kandivali is also like a village. Do it there. So at every point when there was something to be done, I used to check with Brahma Baba. When in Mumbai we had only two centers when I came to Gyan, and both were in a multi-story building, multi-flat. So Ramesh Bhai from Mumbai, he said, check near Kandivali, which is far away, 20 miles from Mumbai, CBD, what are the prices of the houses. So in my mind I thought my Laukik father has given flat to my Laukik sister. I don't want to get married. And he had plot of land behind his bungalow. So before asking my Laukik father, I asked Brahma Baba, should I ask about that plot? And Brahma Baba said, yes, if your Laukik father gives plot of land, a Laukik father will build the house. And when I asked my Laukik father, he said, no, daughters can't be so close by. You look for another flat, I'll give you money.
Wow.
So I used to check with Baba everything, and more or less I was the first doctor to surrender. And as soon as I came to Gyan, when I came to Gyan, there was India and China war. So all government employees were asked to give some of their salary as a donation. So I used to give 90% to National Defense Fund. But when I came to Gyan, I started giving 80% to Baba, 10% to National Defense Fund, and 10% my pocket fund. So I surrendered immediately, and before Gyan also, or I was quite regular, punctual, obedient, etc. So Baba used to say, this is Mamma's ready-made flower, because Mamma was in Mumbai when I started Gyan. So naturally, Baba could see my qualities, and had love for me for whatever I was.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Really lovely for us all to hear that.
I think this lady has come.
Please, come and share. Just give your name and where you're from. And then, thank you.
Okay. My name is Pin from Thailand.
Sister, can you face me okay. and ask the question?
Okay. I want to ask about burning sin. When we are so conscious and remember Him, the sin will be cut away, right? That's what we were told. So someone told me that it will happen when we are in the seed stage and like very deep yoga like that, right? But usually when I am in yoga with Baba, I was usually in the loveling stage. I mean, I was so intoxicated with love, not peace, not like just deep peace, deep silence is not happening that way. It was a lot of intoxication, a lot of tears and joy and something like that. So I would like to ask if the effect of the burning sin will be the same, or we need to be in that silent and like no thought like that only, or what? Can you explain more about burning sin in the most effective way? Yeah, thank you.
Main thing is during seed stage also you can experience intoxication, happiness, love, etc. So in incorporeal stage or seed stage you just remain dot, remember Baba the dot, and feel one of Baba's qualities, love, peace, happiness, intoxication, etc. So it's good to experience that intoxication.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I think we've...
One more thing.
Sure.
What about the karma yoga? When we are doing things and thinking about Him, you know, with our hands doing the work, in that way, the sin is also burned, right? For some, to some extent, right?
Karma yoga, usually, you can't be in seed stage.
Mm.
Because you have to pay attention to what you are doing.
Mm.
But at that time, you can have yoga.
Yeah.
Happiness, thinking you are doing it for Baba. Rather than thinking, I'm cooking for myself, I'm cooking for Baba. Rather than thinking, I'm cleaning my house, think, this is Baba's house, I'm cleaning it. So you can be in that set state of karma yoga.
Yeah. So in that way, we get these treasures, this happiness like that, but not that much of burning sin, right? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So thank you everyone for your feedback and your questions, but big thank you to Dee for sharing, and really this, you know, the importance of keeping the newness and the importance of our attitude and you know, focusing on the self as well as obviously on service. But and thank you for sharing so many stories and tales and secrets. So it's been, I think all of us have taken a lot from this evening, one short hour, but full of good things, full of treasures. So thank you very much, and I think now we'll stop for yoga. Okay, thank you. Shanti.